One of the things as we talk about all this innovation and change and new technologies, et cetera, what I see is a whole lot of risk. I mean, I think about the iPhone has changed my life, but I can only remember like 2 phone numbers right now. When I was growing up, I probably knew 100 phone numbers by heart.
Right.
And if I lost my phone, my God, if I can't get a hold of my husband, I'm lost. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I know my address. You know, it's...
Right.
You can get me...
Right.
You know, it's just that everything is so instant and so easy.
Yeah.
Press a button. You don't even have to remember what your product is called on Amazon. You've got easy buttons, right?
Right.
Oh, I can't remember what they're...
Yeah, yeah, we have those.
They're called, but...
Right.
And then you think about everything is technology, the risk of hacking and all of our private information and everyone living together. You've got these mega cities. That's great, but what a huge risk to attack one area and then a third of your whole economy is gone.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we need to embrace change and all this, but we still need to understand that it is a huge risk that we're entering.
It's really a good point because there is an infrastructure issue, right? Like, I don't know how it is in Minneapolis, but the lights will go out in Atlanta, Georgia pretty quick. I mean, just the lights just go out and then they come right back on. And I'm thinking everything in my house is connected. Those, I've got 55 of those smart light bulbs in my house. And the power goes out at 3 o'clock in the morning. You don't know it. You know, power, what do they call those fluctuations? Or whatever, power goes out while you're sleeping. But with those Philips Hue smart bulbs, when the power comes back on, they all come on at the brightest lumens known to God. It's 3 o'clock in the morning and you're like, so yes. Although that's not really the kind of risk you're talking about. But